Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. Yes, I. Good evening. Good evening. Yes, I. Shabbat shalom. Sendebet salam.
Sendebet salam. Shabbat shalom.
Kulatanya edame yemibal. Said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra. בקוקבות שסמיין אסגית, כהולום צ'היין אסאי, מסקלה ברא, בקוקבות שסמיין אסגית. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Shalom to the east, the west, the north, the south, the true cross. Yes, I, Jah bless, Shabbat shalom, send best salam. Make me ride up right here, here, here. Born African, keep the Sabbath. Yes, I.
You do, brothers and sisters,
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
Yeah. Rastafari is Almighty.
Rastafari is Almighty.
Rastafari is the Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. Ever sure. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
עובדה שכל מי שאוהב את השבת, אין ספק זהו יום מיוחד. מצווה גדולה בשבת להיות בשמחה. שמור וזכור שהיא מקור הברכה.
Shomer Shabbat, meaning keeper of the Sabbath, one who keeps the Sabbath, guards the Sabbath, hedges about. Ha Shabbat, yes, I, Rastafari. And he here for the RSS 49, Ki Te Tse, when you go forth to war. So we have this Torah reading and feeding right here. But first this, yes, I.
بسم الله والوالد ومنفس كدوس هادو عملاق آمين كبر دكالو كبر دكالو كبر دحيرو كبر دكالو كبر دكالو جا راستفاري أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Then Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom.
angels sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Ready. Here, version two. Shabbat peace.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadisho. Remember, remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadisho.
And here, Denroy Morgan, Holy Sabbath, Isle of Sabbath, Denroy Morgan, Nisai, Rastafari.
Children of the House of Israel, remember, 6 days shalt thou labor. Remember, and do all thy work. Remember, and on the seventh day thou art shall rest. For it is the Sabbath day. Praise, give glory, thanks, and honor. Our God.
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your promise.
Behold, I will bring thee health and increase.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Rastafari Sabbatical Shalom, Sabbatical Peace. Denroy Morgan right there with Holy Sabbath, definitely having a gospel black church vibe right there. Give thanks, Denroy Morgan. Yes, I and fam. Here, here, here.
Six
as you ride
days
up.
Shall thou labor, shall thou labor, take thy rest, take thy rest. Day shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest.
Shabbat shalom, Senbet salam.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature,
although now
we are mature.
Aila, 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 holy, holy, holy. Yes, I.
thy saints. Peace, I come again. Peace around the world. Love and happiness. Yeah, yeah, man. Try it on. No, no, no. Rastafari.
Bye. the book and loose the seas and rule in righteousness. And rule in righteousness. And rule in righteousness.
Yes, 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 over there. I, Jermaine Levi, Bob and friends over there. Job blesses, it's life. Conqueror, from Conqueror, YouTuber Conqueror right there, Yeah, friends, Idrin, brethren, sistren, brethren in the Irish. Now, here, this brings us some friends over there. It brings us to the psalm over here, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Psalm 55. The scene is treachery denounced. A man who had been betrayed by a close friend opens his heart. Heartically speaking in this psalm, in this chant, here, Psalm 55.
Psalm 55.
Mizmor nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he. Lam natseach binginot maskil le David. David, 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 David.
Give ear to my prayer, O God, God.
Ha'azina Elohim tefillati, tefillati, tefillati.
And hide not thyself from my supplication.
Ve'al tit'allam mittechinnati.
Attend unto me and hear me.
Hakshiva li va'aneni.
I mourn in my complaint and make a noise, make a noise, make a noise.
Arid besichi ve'ahima, 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 ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast in iniquity upon me, 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 within me, and the terrors of death, 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 the terrors of death. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh that I had wings, oh that I had dulled, 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 that I had. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Oh yeah. Yeah. that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
City, the bloody city, bloody city. Yes, yes, hear love. John bless the soul of Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown. That John bless the soul of Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown. That Bloody City tune really gives a good Selah to today's daily psalm, Psalm 55, to the chief musician on Neginot, a Maskil, a song of David. Lam Natseach, Binginot, Bingi, Binginot, Maskil Le David. To the chief musician on Neginot, Binginot, the Bingi, Binginot, on the harps and strings, string music, a maskil,
Amaskil, Tim Harrit, Yadawit. Tim Harrit, Amaskil of David, a teaching of David, an instructive, a contemplative meditation to get understanding, understanding, to be circumspect. Sakal, the root right there, my skill. Give ear to my prayer. Oh God, oh good, oh Elohim, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me, attend to I, and hear I. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression. Rephrase, because of the downpression of the wicked, because of the downpression of the ratchet, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me, they hate I. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, look, then would I wander far off, remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Adonai, O Adonai, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city, in the ship. Day and night they go about it upon the walls. They're of mischief also in sorrow. In the midst of it, wickedness, ratchetness is. In the midst thereof, deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I would have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, the I, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of Elohim in company. Let death seize upon them and make them go down quick into hell, into Sheol. For wickedness, ratchetness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, as for I will call upon Elohim, and Yahuwah, and the Yahweh shall save me, and Yahweh, truth and life, shall save I. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray, and cry, shout aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace. Be strong in shalom from the battle that was against me. For there were many, enough, were many with me. Elohim shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, pause. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear, they respect not Elohim. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace, at shalom with him. He hath broken his covenant, Barito. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon Yahweh, upon Yahweh, Yahweh, and he shall sustain thee. I He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, the I, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction, downstruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in the I.
Yes, I trust for I.
Righteousness, we say. Every get. Righteousness, we say. Never get to you, stand up and play a part. Never give up, you see it. Never give up. Fight the fight, walk the walk, talk the talk, you see it. Try and we fail, and we try and we fail. But what? One day we're gonna conquer. Cause you never feel like yet. And we still have light, and we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory, good over evil. Yeah. Righteousness, we say. Every get to you, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything.
More noon here, Lam natsea binginot maskile David.
Give ear to my prayer, O God.
Ha'azina Elohim tefillati.
And hide not thyself from my supplication.
Ve'al tit'allam mittehinnati.
Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise.
Arid besichi ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said,
All that I had, for them would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, Selah, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
King David, Yahush Dawid, Dawid HaMelech. King David had no greater plan than Achitophel. King David, Yahush Dawid, Dawid HaMelech. King David had no greater plan than Achitophel, whom David made chief of his prosecutors, and who was his counselor in all affairs. As is said even in 1 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 33, Achitophel was the king's counselor. When David heard that Achitophel was with Absalom among the conspirators, according to 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 31, David said, Yahweh Jehovah, pray to the eye, turn the counsel of Achitophel into foolishness. Now, Rav Nachman went on this reason, man, just to share this here to get a context of, well, this is Psalm of David. Well, what is he talking about? Why is he so turned up, just generally speaking, or something specific? Here is the rebellion against David. We liken this to even the Asawosin incident. David was not afraid of any man except Achitophel. One ancient scholar of Torah said, he said, hence, David said, give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to I, and answer I. In Psalm 55, he breaks the second and third verses, or KJV Bibles, first and second verse. Why did he say this? Right? In Psalm 55, the next verse, it says, because of the voice of the enemy. Because of the oppression, rephrase, down pressing of the ratchet, of the rasha, of the wicked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked David, hast thou, the eye, speaking to David, not said, even in Psalm 27, verse 3, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Didn't you say this, David? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
speaking to David, this is the words of David in Psalm 27, verse 3. He said, although a host, an army, a gang should encamp against I, my heart should not fear. David answered, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universal Master, Melech HaOlam, give I such enemies of whom I can say. In other words, now Dawit's reply here, based on the study of the Psalms, David replying with Psalm 18, verse 38. Give me enemies, speaking to the Most High, give me enemies of whom I can say, I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back till them, to them were consumed. And David went on to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, this Ahithophel is not one of such enemies, for they are of the nations of the earth. The others were of the Goye Ha'aretz, other nations, nationality. He is my own kind. And David said further, bringing out the study of today's psalm in Psalm 55, Hebraically the 13th verse, the 12th in KJV, for it was not an enemy that taunted me, that mocked me, that taunted me. Then I could have borne it. You know, like, it's not like somebody that don't know you, but one of your own homies. Indeed, he was a great man, for I addressed him in this way. David said this right here from today's psalm. Psalm 55 in the Hebrew verse 14, in KJV verse 13. But it was thou, the I, a man according to my order, my guide, and my familiar friend. What is meant by the words, according to my order? Bringing out the Hebrew sentence. Let's just grab the KJV right here and go to the 13th verse and see how King James translates it. But it was thou, a man mine equal. So Hebraically bringing out the sense of according to my own order. So according to Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Levi, David meant Ahithophel was my orderer. Ahithophel was my orderer. That is to say, it was he who arranged laws, Torot, direction, instructions in their proper order. By the words, my guide, David meant Ahithophel was my master, Revi, who instructed me in HaTorah and Torah. For the next verse says, according to Psalm 55, verse 15, KJV, verse 14, I took sweet counsel together, and walked into the house of Elohim. The Regesh, what other context gives us the meaning of the Hebrew word regesh? We are taught in the Mishnah, the Shana, the Mishnah, the double over study, like actually Deuteronomy, repetition of the law is called, even in the Torah, the Mishnah, that the daily offering was to be slaughtered by 12 priests and the bullock by 24 priests. That four times daily all the priests were to assemble together in the court of HaHekal, of the temple, the Beit Mikdash, there to cast lots for the different services. Why did so many take part? Well, Rav Yohanan reasoned on this and said, in order to gather the company, the Regesh, into the court, the Chatzirot, the Chatzir of the temple. Thus, the verse above is read from today's psalm. I walked into the house of Elohim in company, in the regesh, in the company, in the crowd. When David finishes prayer to Philato, as scripture says in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 32, it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he was wont to worship Elohim, where he was used to worship Elohim, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him. Upon seeing the Archite, David said, now, there's no further irking of my wound. And going on in 2 Samuel, and David said to him, if thou passest on with me, passes like the Passover, go on with I, then thou will be a burden to me. But if thou return to the city, the bloody city, speaking about what was going on in Absalom's rebellion and one's rebelling against his majesty, great King David, and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king. Then wilt thou defeat for me the counsel of Ahithophel. So what David was saying here, he was driven away, right? And his son rose up against him and ting and ting. And so Hushai came along and he's saying, well, you'll do me a real good thing, right? If you don't trot with me, you're going to be a burden to me. But go back to the city, right? Get close to Ahithophel, you know, that friend enemy. He was a friend, now he's an enemy. Now he's joining up with my son against me and everything, right? And defeat his counsel. So David said to Hushai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sent the eye to me, to I. No man except thee can bring to naught, to nothingness, the counsel, the advice of Ahithophel. You see, we have to over this because it comes out within the scripts, right? This is part of that Messiah, you know, that Messiah character. David, he was afraid, based on a lot of the evidence, what was going on, of the counsel of Ahithophel, because of how important he was to David, right? And now he's going after his son and so forth and so on, because it was very great counsel. And why was it called great? Well, Scripture says in 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23, now the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired of the word of Elohim. So Ahithophel was so important that the Scripture says right here that it was in those days, the counsel of Ahithophel that he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired of the words, Dibrei Elohim, the words of Elohim. Hence, David said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, to the eye I must call, Ekra, Eleka, Ekra, to the eye I must call out, call upon the eye by name. As is said, even in Psalm 55, today's daily Psalm, verse 17, as for me, as for I will call upon Elohim, true good, true God, my power, and Yahuwah, Jehovah, Adonai will save I. So here, just to put in a little bit of the more studied perspective of today's daily song, right, because there's a context to it. And the information, if you follow up, you know the truth for yourself, that it connects with that period of the rebellion, right, the rebellion by David's son and others conspired, so forth and so on. But there's a particular one he's speaking about in the psalm that was his friend, his homie, who had turned against him. He said, if it was anybody else, I'll deal with it. You know, you'll be taking dirt nap right now. But it's you, man. Oh, man. You know what I mean? So, here, let's get a overview of the metaphysics. Quick here, metaphysics of Ahithophel and Absalom's rebellion, rebel lion.
very wise man. He was a very wise man who foolishly joined himself to Absalom, to Absalom. When Absalom tried, when he tried to seize his father's throne, when David had heard say of it, he said, "Oh Yahweh,
Yes. Look, we're here on Hito Fowl here, connected with today's daily psalm, and we have this Torah portion reading and feeding the 49th. God, look over to Shia and the Midrash, and then the segue into the 49th sabbatical study, Ki Tei Tei, the Wataki Zay, when you go forth to war, to battle. Interesting correspondence with today's daily psalm and the betrayal of great King David right here. So I'd like to ride over this just to let ones know in the live stream. We have like 28, 29 minutes and try to give like the full of this right here, and then just break forward with the Sunday service and this 49th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong.
Wani Ebata
Mizmor Nun Hey Mizmor Non Hey Lam Natsayach Bia Niginota Masakila Lidawid for the leader, for the chief musician with string music. La Minatseyah Bia Niginot Binginot Maskil Lidawid, a maskil of David. Hazina Elohim Tifilatiya Wa Alatita Alama Mita Hinati. Give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Wa Alatita Alama Mita Hinati. Midrash. A midrash on Psalm Nun Hey, Nun Hey, Psalm 55. The psalm is themed treachery, treachery denounced. The opening two verses, including the superscription Hebraically, La Menatzeach, Bia Neginota Maskil Ledawit, Hazina Elohim Antifilatia, Wa Alatita Alama Mita Chinati. For the leader with string music of my skill of David, give ear to my prayer, O Elohim, true good, true God. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 10 and 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. He that troddeth uprightly troddeth securely. He that walketh uprightly, he that troddeth uprightly is David, is David, is David, of whom it is said, even in Psalm 41:13, and as for me, as for I, thou upholdest me, upholdest I because of mine uprightness. And in Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 9, but he that perverteth his ways shall be found out, refers to Achitophel, and teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not make a man pay for his iniquities until he makes his deeds known to men. As it is said even in Mashal, Mashalim, in Proverbs, Proverbs 26 and 26, where it reads, though his hatred cover itself with guile, his wickedness, his wretchedness shall be openly showed before the assembly. Rav Yehuda bar Yitzchak, Rav Judah bar Isaac taught, David had no greater friend than Achitophel, whom David made chief of his prosecutors.
and who was his counselor in all affairs. As it is said even in 1 Chronicles 27:33, Ahithophel was the king's counselor. When David heard that Ahithophel was with Absalom, among the conspirators, according to 2 Samuel 15:31, it reads, David said, Yahweh Adonai, I pray that I turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Rav Nachman taught David was not afraid of any man except Ahithophel. Hence here, David said, give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me, attend to I, and answer I. Ha'azina Elohim tifilati, ve'alati ta'alama mita chinati, ha'kashivali wa'eneni. Why did he say this? Why did he say this? Next verse of today's daily psalm, where it reads, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression, because of the downpression of the wicked, because of the downpression of the wretched. Mikola oyeva, mipneya akata rasha'a, kia ya mito alaya aven. O be'afa yisat emuni, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, asked David, according to the words of Psalm 27, verse 3, hast thou not said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear? Did not the eye say so? David answered, Ribon Shella Olami, Master of the Universe, give me such enemies of whom I can say, as I've said in Psalm 18:38, I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn back until they were consumed. And David went on to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy, the Isle of One, blessed be He, this Ahithophel is not one of such enemies, for they are of the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles of the earth. He is my own kind. And David said further, according to the words of today's daily psalm, for it was not an enemy that taunted me, then I could have borne it. Ki lo yev yecharfeni with Esa. For it was not an enemy that taunted me. Ki lo yev yecharfeni. Then I could have borne it with Esa. Indeed, he was a great man, for I addressed him in this way, even according to the words of today's daily psalm. But it was thou, the I, a man according to my order, my guide, and my familiar friend. Wa'ata enosh k'erki alufi u'amir yudai. But it was thou, the I, wa'ata, a man mine equal. Enoshakarki, my companion. Alufi, and my familiar friend. Uameyudai. What is meant by the words according to my order, my equal, according to my order? Enosh k'ariki. What is meant by according to my order? According to Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, Dawid, David meant Achitophel was my orderer. That is to say, it was he who arranged laws in their proper order. By the words, my guide. By the words, my guide. My guide, my guide, my guide. By the words, Alufi, 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 my guide. What is meant? David meant Achitophel was my master, Revi, who taught me, taught I in Torah. For the next verse says, according to today's daily psalm, we took sweet counsel together. We took sweet counsel together. Asher Yachadal. Namatika sod. Asher Yachdal. Namatika sod. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in Regesh. In Regesh. In the house of God, we walked with the throng. Bebeita Elohim. Nehaleka Biragesh. Biragesh. What other context gives us the meaning of Regesh, Ragesh? We are taught in a Mishnah that the daily offering was to be slaughtered by 12 Kohanim, 12 priests, and the bullock by 24 Kohanim, 24 priests. That four times daily, all the Kohanim were to assemble together in the court of HaHekal, the court of the temple, there to cast lots for the different services. Why did so many take part? Rav Yochanan said, in order to gather the company, the Ragesh, the Regesh, into the court of HaHekal. Thus, the verse above is read, we walked to the house of Elohim in a company. Bebeit Elohim Nihaleka Biragesh. When David finishes prayer, as scripture says, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15:32, where it reads, it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he was wont to worship Elohim, where he was accustomed to worship Elohim, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him. Upon seeing the Archite, David said, now there is no further irking of my wound. Now there is no further irking of my wound. And according to 2 Shemuel, Samuel 15:33-34, where it reads, And David said to him, if thou passest on with me, with thy, then thou wilt be a burden to me, a burden to I. But if thou return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O Melech, O King, then wilt thou defeat for me. Then the I will defeat for I the counsel of Ahithophel. David said also to Hushai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sent thee, sent the eye to eye, sent thee to me. No man except thee can bring to naught, to nothing the counsel of Ahithophel. David was further, he was afraid of the counsel of Ahithophel. David was afraid of the counsel of Ahithophel because it was very great counsel. And why was it called great? Scripture says, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 16:23, now the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired of the Divrei Elohim, inquired of the word of Elohim, the true God. Hence, here David said, Ribon Shelah Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, to the I must call. As it says, even in today's daily psalm, as for me, I call upon El Elohim, and Yahuwah Jehovah will save me, will save I. Ani Eli Elohim Ekra. As for me, I will call upon Elohim. Ani Eli Elohim Ekra. Wa Yahuwah Yoshi'ini. And Jehovah will save Ani. He will save me. Wa Yahuwah Yoshi'ini. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Erev wa boker with Ohoraim. Asiha. I will complain with a hemah, and moan. Why Yishma'a Oli, and he hath heard my voice. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Erev wa boker with Ahorai, Asiha, Rav Shemuel, Samuel taught, from this verse we learn that a man is required to pray three times daily. And who instituted the three prayers? The patriarchs, the righteous fathers instituted them. Abraham instituted the morning prayer. For it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 19:27, Abraham got up early in the morning, Baboker in the Boker, to the place where he had stood, listening to Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Here, stood, the word stood, clearly alludes to prayer, as in the verse from Psalm 106:30, then stood up Phinehas, and prayed. Yitzhak, Isaac, instituted the noonday prayer, the noonday tefillah. For it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 24:63, Yitzhak, Isaac, went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Here, meditate, the word meditate, clearly alludes to tefillah, to prayer, to elot, as in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 1, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth and poureth out his meditation, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob instituted the evening prayer, for it is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 28:11, Yaakov, Jacob, made intercession at the place and tarried there all night. And the word made intercession clearly alludes to tefillah, to prayer, to tzelot, as in the verse from Yirmiyahu, from Ermia, from Jeremiah 7:16, where it reads, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, neither make intercession to I. Dawid, David said, since the patriarch, the fathers, the patriarchs, instituted the three daily prayers, I, too, will meditate, evening, morning, and at noonday. He have delivered my soul in peace, so that no one came near I. He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that no one came nigh I. Pada v'shalom nafshia mikrav li. He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that no one came near I. Pada b'shalom nafshia mikrav li. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, what do the words, he hath delivered my soul in peace, Pada bishalom nafshi, what do these words mean? That a company of angels goes before a man, and these heavenly beings cry out saying, make way for the likeness of Yahuwah, make way for the likeness of Jehovah. What need of a company of angels? Rav Yudan explained the name of Rav Lewi of Levi, in the wide space of Ha'olam, of the universe, there is no place, even one so small, that it holds no more than a fourth of a cob of tea. That is, without 9 cob of demons. And blindfolds are fastened over the eyes of each of these demons, demonic entities, these klipa, klipot, as over the eyes of Miller's asses. Why? That the demons, the klipot, may not injure mortals. But when a man sins, a man sins, bring it about, the blindfolds are removed from the klipot, from the demon's face, so that as he looks upon the man, he injures him. Hence, here, the heavenly beings cry out before a man, make way for the likeness of Yahuwah, for the likeness of Jehovah, in order that the demons, that the klipot, may not injure him. Accordingly, he hath delivered my soul in peace. He hath redeemed my soul in peace. Pada bishalom nafshi. And the words that follow, so that none came nigh I. Mikrav li. So that none came near me. This means that David said, none of the klipot, none of the demons, demonic entities came near us. And why not? Because In the multitudes they were with me, as is read, as is said. The multitude of angels who were charged to keep Dawid, who were charged to keep David, as is said even in Psalm 91:11. For he will give his angels charge over the eye, over thee, to keep thee, the eye, in all thy ways. Another comment on, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that none came nigh me, pada bishalom nafshi mikrabli. What is meant by the words, so that none came nigh me, so that none came nigh I, mikrabli? They mean that David said, I behold Daniel, who is to rise up out of my tribe, and how though he be cast into a den of lions, they will not touch him. Thereupon Dawid said, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that no one came nigh me. Pada bishalom nafshi mikrabli. That is, the lions would not come nigh near Daniel. And who brought it about that Daniel was delivered? Those who, in the multitudes, were with me. By this it is meant that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah also put prayers together for Daniel. Hence here David said, God shall hear and answer them. God shall hear and answer them. Yishma'el v'ya'enein. Elos el shall hear. Yishma'el v'ya'enein. El shall answer. El shall hear and humble. And humble them. With Yahweh, and humble them. Another comment. The verse, In multitudes. For they were many that strove with I, multitudes, alludes to Rachel. Thus the words, so that no one came nigh near me, mikrabli. This means that the designs of Esau came not nigh Rachel, though the arrangements were that Jacob was to take Leah, and that Esau was to take Rachel. And who brought it about that Rachel was delivered from him? Those who in multitudes were with me. By this it is meant that Yaakov, that Jacob and Leah also put prayers together for Rachel, for Rachel. Thus we read even in Bereshit in Genesis 30:22, and Elohim and the true God remembered even the person of Rachel. And Elohim and God remembered even the person of Rachel. In this verse, the words Rachel by itself implies that Ha'el, the true God, Elohim remembered her because of her own merit, because of her own credit. And
Yes, calling, riding up.
The person of Rachel implies that he remembered her also because of the merit, the credit of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. Another comment on, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that no one came near me. Pada bishalom nafshi mikrabli. The counsel of Ahithophel did not come nigh me, near I. Why not? Because in multitudes they were with me. in multitudes they were with me. Ki de Rabim Hayu Imadi. For they were many that strove with I. The multitudes, the Rabbi, were the members of the Sanhedrin who put together prayers for I. Such as have no changes, such as have no changes. Ashara Ain Khalifota Lamo. Such as have no changes in today's daily psalm. These words allude to Ahitophel and his band, in whose hearts the Yetzer Ra'a, the inclination to Ra'a, to evil, underwent no change. And so the verse, it goes on to say of them, and fear not Elohim, willo yaru Elohim, and they fear not Elohim, the true good, the true God. He has put forth his hand against his peaceful one. Shalacha yadayoa Bishlomayo, against those that were at peace with him, against his peaceful ones. Ahitophel and his band and his gang and his clique and his crew put forth their hands against men that were at shalom, at peace with him. And so the verse goes on to say of Ahitophel, He hath broken his covenant. Chilela Berito. Chilela Berito. He hath profaned his covenant. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. Chalko machemaota pio. The words of Ahitophel were more slippery than butter. The verse it concludes with, his words were softer than oil, for they were soft. They were soft. His words were softer than oil, yet were they keen, sharp-edged swords. The words of Ahitophel were so persuasive that everyone heeded him. Thus, like this we read, even in 2 Samuel 17, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4, we read, moreover, Ahitophel said to Absalom, make men now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night, and I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite Hamelech, the king, the Nagus, only. And the saying, please Absalom, well, and all the Ziknei Yisrael, and all the elders of Israel. When David saw that everyone was with Ahitophel, and that everybody, and that everyone heeded him, he was afraid. Accordingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Either One, blessed be, he said to David, be not afraid, though every man is with Ahitophel, I am with thee, I am with thee, I. Thus, in today's daily song, it reads, cast thy burden upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. He will sustain the eye. Hashleka, Allah, Yahuwah, Yehabdaka, Wehu, Yekalakaleka, 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 Wehu, Yekalakaleka, and he will sustain the eye. A mortal has a patron and goes to him the first time, and the patron receives him the second time, and he receives him the third time, the third eye one, he does not personally welcome him, and the fourth time, he cannot spare a moment for him. But not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he. Every time you impose yourself upon him, he receives you. Hence, here, cast what befalls thee upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. Hashlek, Ali Yahuwah, Yehabdeka, Wehua, Yehalekeleka. Cast thy burden upon him, and he will carry it for thee, high. Hear, 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 and today's daily psalm it reads, but thou, but the eye, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the nethermost pit. But thou, O Elohim, with Ata Elohim, Tori Dei, Liba Era Shachat, into Gehenna, men of blood and deceit, Anshe Damin U Mirma, men of blood and deceit, menstruating men of blood and deceit, Achitofel and his band and his clique and his crew and his posse and his gang, shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, I will trust in thee, I. Anshe damim u'mirmam, lo yechetzua yimeihem, va'ani ebtach bak. But as for I will trust in the I, va'ani ebtach bak. Ata Elohim Tori Dema Liza Era Shachata Anshe Damim Mirma Lo Yechetua Ye Mayhem Wani Ebtach Bak.
Hear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast in iniquity upon thee, Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me.
and I said, oh that I had wings, oh that I had known, 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 that I had known. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Barukata Adonai Noten Ha Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a mount lion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear. Hear for Parashat Ki Tevteh. For this Shabbat Ki Tevteh, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Hear, hear, hear. Picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 21. Here at verse 10, for the Rishon, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For the first reading, the first offering up, up offering here for this Mem Teit Parsha, for this 49th Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here, here, here for this Shabbat Strong. The Hebrew first words and the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering, here. Give ear. Domestic regulations. Veshem Ha'ab Wehabain Weruacha Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Shema'a Yisrael. Give ear. Hebrew first words. Ki teitse la milhama al oibeka unatano yawel heka be yadeka we shabita shibyo. When thou goest forth to war, to war, to war, to war, to war, to war, ki teitse la milhama against thine enemies, al oibeka, and Yahweh Eloheka, and Jehovah the I Elohim hath delivered, I delivered them into thine hands. Unatano Yahweh Eloheka biyadeka, and thou hast taken them captive. Ve'eshavita shibyo, and seest among the captives a beautiful, eyeful woman, and hast a desire to her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, thy Isha. Then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, to Beitika, and she shall shave her head and pierce her nails. And she shall put the raiment of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in Beitika, in the I Beit, in the I house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month, a full moon. And after that thou shalt go in to her, and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. And it shall be, if thou hast no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go whither, where she will. But thou shalt not sell her at all for money. Thou shalt not make merchandise of her, because thou hast humbled her. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have borne him children, sons, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be, when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn, but he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he hath. For he is the beginning of his strength, the right of the firstborn is his. A prodigal son under law, under Torah, direction, instruction. Compare and contrast Luke's Gospel, Kedus Lukas, Wengel, chapter 15, verses 11 to 23. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, a prodigal son under Torah, verse 18. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, when they have disciplined him, will not hearken to them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel, call Israel, and all Israel shall hear and fear and respect, reverence, 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 reverence. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up here for this Parsha Ki Teitzei, for this Shabbat Ki Teitzei, Sabbath when thou goest forth. Hear the Sheni Aliyah. Hear, 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 hear. Deuteronomy chapter 21, here at verse 22, for the Sheni, the second reading. Wiki Yihye Be Isha Chete Mishpat Amalet We Hu Mat We Ta Lita Oto Al Eit. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, Wiki Yihye Be'isha chete mishpat mawet, and he be to be put to death. We humata we talita oto al ait, and thou hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Elohim. And that thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee, I, for an inheritance. And here, 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 Deuteronomy chapter 22, the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of brotherhood. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again to Achikah, to Wendeme, to thy brother. And if thy brother, the I brother, be not nigh, near to the I, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it to thine own house, and it shall be with thee, I, until Achikah, until the I brother Wendemih seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. In like manner shalt thou do with his ass, and so shalt thou do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of thy brothers, which he hath lost, and thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. Thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see Achikah, the I brother's ass or his ox, fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination to Jehovah the I Elohim. If a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way, in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam, the mother, sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam, the mother, with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the dam, the dam, the mother go, and take the young to thee, I, that it may be well with thee, I, and that thou mayest prolong thy days.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Israel. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Hear for the third reading, third up offering, hear for this Shabbat, Kites, a Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 22, here at verse 8, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering, offering up, third reading. Ki Tivneh Bayita Chadash Wit Asita Ma'ikeh Le Gageka We loa tasima damima be beteka ki ipola hanofel mimenu. When thou buildest a new house, ki tibne bayit chadash, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy the eye roof with asita maik legageka, that thou bring not blood upon thine house willo tasima damima bebeteka. If any man fall from thence from there, kia yipola hanofela mimen. Hear, 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 the law of separation, the law of separation, verse 9. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard, thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard, thy vineyard, be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four corners, quarters, upon the four quarters of thy vesture. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. The innocent wife, the innocent Isha, Eshet, protected. Verse 13. If any man take a Isha, a Eshet, a wife, and go into her, and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man to wife, to Isha, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him and discipline him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of kesef of silver. and give them to the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be Ishto, his wife. He may not put her away all his days. The guilty wife, the guilty Isha, Eshet, to be stoned. Verse 20. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's bait, her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel, to play the whore in her father's bait, in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. If a man be found lying sexually with a woman married to an husband, if a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, 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 both, 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 both. The man that lay sexually with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. If a damsel, that is, a virgin be betrothed to an husband, and a man find her in the city and lie sexually with her, then ye all shall bring them both, 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 out to the gate of that city, and ye all shall stone them with stones that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's Isha, Eshet, his neighbor's wife, so thou shalt put away evil from among you. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her and lie sexually with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But to the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin, no hatiat, no uckery worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none, no one to save her. If a man find a damsel, that is, a virgin, which is who is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie sexually with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of kesef of silver, and she shall be Ishto, his wife. Because he hath humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's Isha, his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, Deuteronomy chapter 23, divers regulations. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Jehovah. Even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Jehovah. Jehovah. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation, aggregation of Yahweh of Jehovah. Even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation, aggregation of Yahweh of Jehovah forever, forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when y'all came forth, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee, I, Balaam, the son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse thee, I. Nevertheless, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, would not hearken to Balaam, but Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, turned the curse into a baraka, a blessing to the I, because Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, loved thee. Thou shalt not seek their peace, their shalom, nor their prosperity all thy days forever. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here. For the Rabbi, here for the fourth reading, the fourth offering, the Rebbe Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Ki Teitzei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 7 in the KJV, verse 8 in the Sefer, here in the Chumash. Lo titae ba'edomia kiya achika hu. Lo titae ba'mitzri kiya gera hayita be'arzo. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Lo titaev Edomi ki achika hu. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, a Kemite, because thou wast a stranger in his land. Lo titaev Mitzri ki ger hayita be'arso. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation, aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, in their third generation. When the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked, from every ratchet thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come within the camp. But it shall be when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither, where thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim walketh in the midst of the I camp, to deliver, to deliver the I, and to give up thine enemies before thee, Adonai. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, be set apart, that he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee, Thou shalt not deliver thy liver to his master, the servant, which is escaped from his master to thee, He shall dwell with thee, even among you, in that place which he shall choose, in one of thy gates, where it liketh him best. Thou shalt not oppress him. Thou shalt not downpress him. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the bait, the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, for any vow. For even both these are abomination la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not lend upon usury interest to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh. Usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury interest. To a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury interest, but to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh, thou shalt not lend upon usury interest, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee, in all that thou settest Yadika, the I Yad, I hand to in the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. When thou shalt vow a vow la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim will surely require it of thee, and it would be chatiyat, it would be uckery, lack, sin, forfeiture in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no chatiyat, it shall be no sin, no lack, no uckery, no forfeiture in the eye. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim, which thou hast promised with thy mouth, 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 thy mouth,
mouth,
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Hamishi Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Ki Tetz Ei. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 24, for the Hamishi Aliyah. One note is that in the Chumash, the Hebrew, this is verse 25. But here, for those following along in the English, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 24, for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, up offering, offering up, for this Shabbat, Ki Tetzei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Ki Tabor, Bikerem, Re'eka, ואכלתה עיניים כנפשך שבעך ולא אכליך לא תיתן. When thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, ki tavo bikerem re'eka, then thou mayest eat grapes, thy fill, at thy own pleasure. Ve'akalta innavim ke'anaf sheka sav'eka, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. Ve'ila keleka lo titen. When thou comest into the standing corn of re'eka, the eye's neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle to thy neighbor's standing corn. And here, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 24, the Mosaic law of divorce. Compare and contrast with Matthew's Gospel chapter 19 verse 8, also 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 12 to 15. But here, still in the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah here, Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man hath taken a wife, a Isha, and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him make him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of Beito, out of his house. And when she is departed out of Beito, his house, she may go and be another and other man's Isha. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and giveth it in her hand and sendeth her out of Beito, his house, or if the latter husband die, which who took her to be Ishto, his wife, her former husband who sent her away may not take her again to be Ishto, his wife, after that she is defiled. For that is to'aiba, abomination, lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, to commit uckery, to sin, to which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the eye, Elohim, giveth the eye for an inheritance. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 24, here at verse 5, divers regulation and the sheishi. Here we have the sheishi, the sixth reading, the sixth aliyah up offering for this Shabbat ki teitzei. Deuteronomy chapter 24, here at verse 5, beginning the section, subtitled divers regulations. Ki yikach isha chadasha lo yetzeya batzava lo ya'ibora alayo li kola davara nakiya yihye li beito shana echat wi simach eta ishto asher alakach. When a man have taken a new wife, a new Isha, a new woman. Kia Yikach, Isha, Isha, Hadasha. He shall not go out to war. Lo Yetze Batzava. Neither shall he be charged with any business. With lo ya'ebora alayo. However, but he shall be free at home 1 year and shall cheer up his wife, which who he hath taken. Le kola davara naki yehye le beito shana echat we simach eta ishto asher lakach. No man shall take the nether or the upper milestone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Yisrael, of the Bnei Yisrael, of the Israelites, and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil rara away from among you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that thou observe diligently and do according to all that HaKohanim, the priests, HaLewim, the Levites, shall teach you as I commanded them. So ye shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, did to Miriam by the way. After that ye, y'all, were come forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. When thou dost lend Achika, thy brother Windemith, anything, thou shalt not go into Beito, his house, to fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad. And the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad to thee. Aye. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment and bless thee. Aye. And it shall be righteousness to thee, I, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah, the I Elohim.
And here, Sunday service right here, beginning right about now. We're at the seventh Aliyah. Also, this is a Shabbat of comfort. So stay tuned for the prophet's reading from Isaiah. Yes, I, Rastafari. Stay tuned. Melkam Ehud. Shavua Tov. Yes, I. Beautifully good first day. God bless.
God bless you. We find your peace, I've been approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day. God bless you.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch
Hashem. You find your redemption, and then you keep up the teachings of His Majesty.
Feel it in the one.
service beginning right now.
Thank you, Jesus, the teachings of His Majesty. Open the wounds, the devil, philosophy. Thank you, Jesus, the teachings of His Majesty. Open the wounds, the devil, philosophy. Thank you, Jesus, the teachings of His Majesty. Open the wounds, the devil, philosophy. I just think Jesus, the teachings of His Majesty. Open the wounds.
Sunday service, yes, sir.
Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it.